You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Good morning to you. Welcome to All Marine Radio. Hope your morning's going all right so far. Had a good weekend. I stayed up all Friday night working on the All Marine Radio website. Yeah. How about that? And then you're going to think, like, I didn't notice anything different. Exactly. That's how awesome the changes are. You won't even notice it. You're just like an unsuspecting consumer. So, but you know what? I'm like that. I'll get fired up to do something, and then I get it in my head, and I can't let it go. So I started, and then actually had dinner. I don't know what I had dinner, and then I did something else, and then I came back here just kind of going to work on a couple things that I had in my head. Yeah, 4:30, and then it was like, no, let me just fix this, and okay, I saw that, let me fix that. I have to adjust that because the color's not right. Yeah, 4:30, I said, I got to go to bed, man, the sun's going to come up, I can't do this, I cannot have this, and so that's how my weekend started. But and for those of you who have websites, they are, you become a slave to them. Now, there's some people that have websites that they build them and they have all this automated content that rolls into theirs and they're hoping that you find content on that and you click through and somehow or other that. But if you're in the business of having a website that where you generate content, oh, man. Yeah, let's have a website. It sounds like such, you know, like, oh, yeah, everybody's got a website. Trying to make it do what you want it to do is, and then, not only that, but trying to make it do it on a cell phone with a small screen. It's another task, you know, separate and complete that has to be integrated in so it can look good on a desktop computer. But you have a lot of real estate on a desktop computer. The Anyway, I'm just telling you that it's they're a pain. Now, I won't say pain because when I would tell you this, it's taken me and the guy that I work with, which is a guy I've done web stuff with for years. And it's always interesting because that whole world, that landscape of all of that is changes, you know, for the guys who are developers and guys who do search engine optimization so that when somebody types in All Marine Radio, you're near the top of the list and not a bunch of companies that sell marine radios. Yeah. So those guys, it's interesting kind of to listen to them go off on their little techie thing, like, and you're like, okay, what does this have to do with me, and why is that important to me? So, anyway, so good morning to you. What will you see different on the website? A couple things. I talk about things that I read. You'll find those, or at least some of them anyway, you'll find some of those on a tab now called Goodreads. So what I will endeavor to do is when I talk about something, I'll post it to the website. So if you care to peruse it, yeah, in the evening when you're hanging out doing nothing, which is what I tend to do. You know, I kind of print articles off during the day. Yep. Yeah, old-fashioned print. And then I'll take those and I'll put them in a pile and I'll staple them together. And then in the evening or when I'm, like, watching the Yankees or something like that, I'll pull that out and I'll read while I watch the ball game or something. And, yeah, that's why I do it. So if you're like that, this is where you'll find it. And if you go down that page, let's see, there's the cooks, the chefs, best Thanksgiving cookbook ever, Cooks Illustrated. There's a letter in there that I spoke about in the show one day. A West Point professor, I'm not sure if he's retired or still active duty Army officer, who just annihilated West Point about they turned their back on their code of honor. He lets them have it. We've just become another liberal arts university with a bit of history behind us. Yeah, pretty interesting letter. That's there. During the whole issue relative to guns, a couple interesting little. One's a database. One is a series of articles that if you still haven't looked at them, the database is interesting. The articles are, I would tell you, must read if you're going to have an opinion about gun violence in America. Database is by the Washington Post. It's called Fatal Force in America, Police Shootings in the United States. And this is their 2018 version of that. There's a 2017, 2016, and the Washington Post puts it together. If you click on the link, Fatal Force 200 and, I'm sorry. Go ahead and click on that, and there's a database of who has been killed by police officers in the United States, and what were the circumstances, an article to it, blah, 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 blah. The article that I spoke of that I told you was mandatory reading if you're gonna be involved in the gun discussion in terms of in the United States, it's a series of articles that I think most interestingly, one of them appeared as the most read article. I can't remember if it was in the wake of Marjorie Douglas, those shootings, or one before that. Anyway, it's entitled Gun Deaths in America, 538.com's Insightful Look at the Causes of Gun Violence. The article that ran in the Washington Post was, I thought banning guns was the answer. I was wrong. And it goes on, it goes out to lay out how you would group gun violence in the United States. So I've talked about it ad nauseum, I think, so if you're hearing me, you're like, oh, not again. But no, that's there. If you haven't looked at it, take a look at it. It's a great article because it lays out this is what gun violence is. The conclusion, 99% of gun owners in this country do it responsibly. Criminals don't fall into that category. Crazy people don't fall into that category. And so you see if there's going to be solutions to that problem, that these are the areas that you got to focus on. And it takes you to mental health. It takes you to domestic violence issues. And those are the two biggest. And then crime. So, interesting. I posted a story last week. And the story's It's an Israeli perspective. The title is Syria, Reaping the Storm Obama Sowed, an Israeli overview of events in Syria. The I would tell you that I struggle with this whole notion of America pulling back within its borders and not leading the free world. And I hear people talk and about, you know, America should just allow this to happen, allow that to happen. It's not the world's cop. I agree with you. It is not the world's cop. But the United States is the leader of the free world. And it's in our national interest to promote certain things with other free nations around the world. And if we don't lead it, who leads it? The answer to that is nobody. And then ultimately, you know, we will suffer if we don't lead it. So, okay, so got that. Now the question is how much and how involved and how do we do that? And I think the problem with much of our involvement around the world is politicians. I would say this, is there's a twin problem. Politicians, and we have general officers who, in my opinion, don't do their job when these issues come up. They become part of the bobblehead crew that says yes to things that they shouldn't say yes to. So anyway... Syria is an example of that gone wrong. Okay. All that. Barack Obama's campaign pledges to get us out of wars. And you know what? As awesome as that is, you can't do it like that. You just can't leave parts of the world that you've destabilized and not think that they're going to come back and haunt you, your allies, and other people. So, and then again, if I don't know if you saw any of the headlines over the weekend, but the rhetoric between Iran and Israel through the weekend, yikes. And we can get into it, but the leader of the Revolutionary Guards said that Iran will destroy Israel within 25 years. And there won't be anything anybody can do about it. Yeah. What? What? Yeah. So, anyway. Yeah, again, brought to you by the United States of America. Specifically how? The war in Iraq. Well done, boys and girls. So, yeah, so America's role, man, we struggle with it. And we don't do it very well because we have politicians who don't do it very well. And then we have general officers who nod their head and say yes when they should push back and say no. So anyway, so that's in there. I'm going through my read page. And then there's the transgender reports and the memo from the Secretary of Defense and the DOD. So those are all under a title, a tab called Good Reads on the website now. So, and as I said, when I talk about stuff, I'll endeavor to post that before I talk about it. I won't always be successful. I might have to post it afterwards. And then one other thing that All Marine Radio does, and we talk about on a fair amount, is we talk about transition stuff. And we have done some awesome interviews. Again, coming up on 2 years, and I was kind of crowing about how many web visitors the website has and all that, which is no small feat because we don't advertise. It's just word of mouth. So 3.5 million, you know, hits on the website. Yeah. And that's after you subtract spiders and all the rest of that stuff. Yeah. Go look it up, spiders. And then 400,000 downloads in the last year. That's legit. But we've had guys like Justin Smith, former sergeant, talked about getting his undergraduate degree and his law degree from his GI Bill in 4 years. How did you do that? And he walks through, you know, all the MCIs that you've done. If you've taken in any online classes from any kind of college while you've been on active duty. So all that stuff that you may or may not have done. And he says taking that and bundling it and shopping it. Not only to public schools, but to private schools too. And he got a university. University of Columbus, maybe, in Ohio. I think it was University of Columbus. They gave him credits for MCIs and other college courses that he had done online. And some I think he attended while at Camp Pendleton. But they gave him credits that made him, a junior in college. Yeah, because it's a competitive business. They know they're at a disadvantage because they cost a little bit more. So when they analyze your credits, they will skew to give you more to get you to come to them for 2 years. Because the state university can get you for four. Yeah, and he said the state university, Ohio State, didn't give him anything. But University of Columbus did. So he went there for 2 years, got a BA, and then he went to law school. GI Bill paid for the whole thing. And he talks about different ways you can leverage different elements, whether it be vocational training or whatnot. But that's awesome. You had a guy named Michael Abrams who started a company called 4Block and inspired by words of General Krulak. He came on, did an awesome thing. Another one that I would tell you, for transitioning, awesome interview, is a guy named Colby Williamson, who's a military recruiter for Amazon.com. He came on. He's a fire team leader in Fallujah for, I think, 1st Battalion, 3rd Marines, maybe? Somebody out of Hawaii. I think it was 1-3. And so he talked about how he looked at his transition. And so gets out of the Marine Corps, goes to Florida State, I think, and then he starts looking for a job. And he said, look, I think you have to look after you get your college degree. You have to look at the next 3 to 4 years as another one more PCS move that enables where you want to go and what you want to do. I said, well, what does that mean? And he said, a lot of times, if you go from college to looking for a job in your hometown or where you want to live, you don't have your ticket punch to get a job like that. He said, but there's some cities that are looking for college graduates. They have big corporate headquarters, and you can go there if you're willing to go to those cities, and you can get good entry level jobs. There's other ones, and I know this from my son, Patrick, when he got out of college and was trying to find a job in San Diego. Wasn't happening. Unless you knew somebody that would hire you, a good professional job appears in San Diego. They get resumes from all over the country, people that want to come live in San Diego, that are more qualified, blah, blah, blah. So you have to wind up taking a crappy job and doing that for a few years. So he, to maybe be competitive. So Colby laid out this approach of get out of college and just think for 3 to 4 years, I'm going places and getting stuff put into my resume that's going to ultimately take me back to, if I want to live, let's just say San Diego. I want to live in San Diego, and I want to be in this business. I want to be in the personnel business working for this kind of company. And so he went to Minneapolis to start. I don't think he worked for Target, but he worked for somebody. But Minneapolis headquarters for 3M. Target is headquartered down there. Best Buy is headquartered there. I'm sure there's others. But those were the biggies that I can recall. And then from there he went to Seattle. And that's how he ultimately wound up. But again, there's all kinds of Megan Ogilvie from Dogtag Bakery. Bob Nelson turned me on to them. Dogtag Bakery offers fellowships in conjunction with Georgetown University in entrepreneurship for veterans. Now, the vehicle that they use is their bakery, right? And so, you know, you don't need to be a baker, though. You'll learn baking skills, but that's the forum that they teach entrepreneurship through. So very, very cool, stuff. Your resume, don't write your own resume. You're not qualified to do it. Former Marine Master Gunnery Sergeant Linda Field came on and talked about resume writing. Spend $200. Actually, if you call Linda Fields, she'll give you 10% off, and she'll do it. But all the buzzwords that are in your are in the job description that you're responding to should be in your resume, should be in your cover letter. And if they don't see that when they electronically screen your letter, then you won't get in the pile to be interviewed. So spend whatever, the $180 to get your resume done by somebody like Linda Fields. But she comes on and she makes, so there's just awesome, there's incredible stuff in there. And then, Diana Tsai and Daniel Rao, Daniel, former Marine, they started a company called Veterati. And what Veterati is, it's a mentoring website where you log on with your LinkedIn account, and then you plug into people that are in your industry. You might plug into people that are in your that are living where where you want to move to. And so not only can they give you career advice, they can give you local career advice. Hey, these companies are hiring. I know this guy. I can recommend you to him or her, blah, 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 blah. And it's for not only transitioning service members, but spouses as well. Yeah, All Marine Radio. Just crushing it. And those are just a few of, you know, the stuff that's under our transitioning tab. I would also tell you this. If you're looking for something, click on the website and click on and go to one of the categories. If you're transitioning, click on the transition, and there's all these interviews that are going to come bombing up. So anyway, that stuff's all on the transition page. There's also some links there that if you're ever looking for them, you can go to All Marine Radio and find them. First of all, the 24-hour VA crisis line is there. 800-273-8255. So you can call that, or you can call that. You can, if somebody's looking for that information, All Marine Radio transition stuff. Just click on that page, and you'll find it. There's a bunch of organizations that do great work. Hope for Warriors, first and foremost in our hearts, Semper Fi Fund, boom, USA Cares. These are all organizations that support veterans and families as they transition. There's also, we did a series of programs on for guys who have been affected by post-traumatic stress, guys and girls. When I say guys, it's non-gender specific. For veterans that, and so you may have been affected by post-traumatic stress. That may have caused you when you came home to be stupid because you're angry or whatever. And you left the military with an other than honorable discharge. All right. And so you think that post-traumatic stress played a role in that. You can have your discharge reviewed and maybe upgraded, depending on the findings of the board. So those links are there. John Dowd, who just recently resigned as the president's attorney, he came on and talked about pro bono legal work, challenging the VA for death benefits, things like that. So you can you'll see those links there. Free legal work for veterans. Both law firms and law schools, and then another one that's broken down by state. They do what's called pro bono work, right? That means you're not paying. Yeah. Linda Fields' email address is in there. There's a program called Hire Our Heroes. There's both the information about them, and then also I think it's done by the Chamber of Commerce, if I recall. Sarah McNamara from Camp Pendleton, no relation, came on and talked about it. And then last week James Ferguson came on, and so I threw that in there, the Warrior Reunion Foundation. So if you're looking to do a reunion and you're looking for somebody that can make it more than a drinking event and kind of they can make it a very, very special event, at no cost to you, and that's the key. That's no small part. So you'll see those two tabs now. So Goodreads and transition stuff. So yeah, websites changed a little bit. So, and again, my guy Scott been awesome, and very, very cool stuff. All right, Grant Newsham's going to join us this morning. So Grant will join us in 32 minutes. I was talking last week about, you know, things that, how did I say it? We're not with Mr. Kim in North Korea, we're not really speaking the same language, okay? We're not really speaking the same language. And so, when we say denuclearization of the peninsula, it means he gives up his nuclear weapons. When he says it, it means the United States military forces off the peninsula. So anyway, I think Thursday of last week, and so I was talking that, you know, you'll know that he's serious when that comes off the table. You'll also know that he's serious when he announces, because he's already essentially done it. There's no more tests. He's dialed down the crazy rhetoric. He goes to concerts of South Korean pop groups that are appearing in North Korea. Right? So he's meeting with the United States. And so I said, when he announces those kind of things, you'll know, and I think late Friday afternoon, you know, North Korea announces, yeah, we're not going to test anymore. And so, pretty interesting stuff. I would say this, you now have my full attention. You now have my full attention. Now, the question is, if this turns out to be, and we'll talk to Grant about this, if this turns out to be Lucy in the football, I mean, I will tell you this, he sold the sizzle. Pierre Lamoureux said that last week on the show. He was talking about the advice he gave to his kids in the shootout against the goaltender. You got to sell the sizzle, which means your move. The fake's got to be a good move. If the fake isn't a good fake, then you're going to get stuffed. So if Mr. Kim isn't serious, he sold me on the sizzle. To me, in terms of the things that he has said, he has said the things that you would say if you intended to enter into an agreement. At least that's my perspective. Now, I'm no Korean specialist, and we've certainly gone down this road before. I will say this. He has my attention. I don't know what he's up to, if he's up to something, or if the Northern Pacific Rim is going to change. But he has my attention. So, that news late from last week, we'll get Grant to come on and give us his thoughts about it, the skeptic that he is. So we'll do that. And then the one and only, Michael Musselman, going to join us. I toyed this morning with throwing Napa Man under the bus. Napa Man, my family went to a ball game. My two daughters that live are here, and then my son, the lieutenant, and then Mike's wife. So we all go to the ball game, and we invite the McConnells. Oops, did I say his name? Yikes. We invite Napa Man. Strike that. Let me hit the 7-second dump. Boop. Okay. Now, so we invite Napa Man. So what do you think he does? Yesterday I text, hey man, Giants Angels. You haven't gone to any games? I'm there now. I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? So I toyed with torching Napa Man, who will remain nameless, but I decided against it. Yeah. The man who was accused of wearing Uggs, that guy. But I'm going to be the bigger human being. I'm not going to do it, which is unlike me. I normally don't have any problem being the smaller human being. So, with that said, good Monday morning to you. The website, awesome. Awesome. And, honestly, you conceive of one, and then you try to build it, and then and then you try to make it make sense, and then you try to make it so that it encompasses what you do on a regular basis. And it can look good on a desktop, and it can look good on a cell phone. Cell phones are a nightmare for websites, right? Because you see stuff, and so you have to find tools that will take what you could do on a desktop and then replicate it on a cell phone. Not so easy. Not so easy. So anyway, and you don't want to pay. I talked to somebody. I won't tell you who. You've heard him on the program. Yeah. Listen to this. Said he spent $300,000 on redoing his website. I was like, bro, look, I'll give you a deal. I'll do it for $298. Come on, I'm a bro. I'll do it for you. $300,000 on a website. Life must be good. All right. So, good morning to you. The United States Marine Corps band makes it official on a Monday, the 23rd day of April. We'll be right back. This is dedicated to the dude who grabbed the gun in Tennessee. I'll dig his name up here in a few minutes, but guy starts shooting people in a Waffle House parking lot, whatever reason, still at large, oh, by the way. And when everybody else is thinking, oh, my God, I'm running, this dude moves towards the shooter, and God bless him. And I would tell you this, in your quiet time, think about, if this ever happens in proximity, how do I help? How do I help? So, this is dedicated to him and his act of courage. Just rolling into the Waffle House to get something to eat.
Can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Let me be clear. As hard as the last 16 years have been on our military, no enemy in the field has done more to harm the readiness of the U.S. military than the combined impact of the Budget Control Act's defense spending cuts, worsened by us operating in 9 of the last 10 years under continuing resolutions, wasting copious amounts of precious taxpayer dollars. If you don't get the resources, my closing words, then your strategy is nothing more than a hallucination, because without the resources, there's just so much brave young men and women can do.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
Neller. It's about time for him to come back on the program, too. I'm going to have to fire that thing up. Quantico clouds in 60. Small craft warning, I'm guessing. Camp Lejeune, clouds in 68, so it's warming up. Granbury, Texas, sunny in 59. Montana, get a load of this. Cloudy, snowing. And 34 degrees. Yeah, that stuff's crazy up there. 29 Palms, sun in 67. Camp Pendleton, clouds 53. Okinawa, dark, cloudy 74. So the Western Pacific warmed up a little bit. Mars has warmed up as well. Clear, dark in 88. Fighting season. Yeah. Has come. Clouds and 58 degrees. At the home of All Marine Radio. Looking for 73 beautiful degrees with partly cloudy skies. On Tuesday, partly cloudy, 72 again. 72 instead of 73. And then on Wednesday, sun and 71. That's a look at your news. We'll take a break. We'll check news headlines on our way to the top of the hour. Grant Newsham joining us, talking Western Pacific security stuff. If you haven't, and the other thing is, the Chinese told the Australians to get out of the South China Sea. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, Chinese destroyer. Yeah, you don't belong here. Get out of here. This belongs to us. What? Again. There's also a really interesting story. So once you start paying attention, there's a company called Alibaba. All right? Alibaba Group Holding Limited is a Chinese multinational e-commerce, retail, internet, AI, and technology conglomerate founded in 1999 that provides consumer-to-consumer, business-to-consumer, and, yeah, it's a big deal, okay? It's a big deal. Business-to-business sales services. It's the Chinese version of Amazon. All right, so anyway, they're in the news. Okay, remember, it's Chinese. You know how they've weaponized their economy, right? This from CNBC. At war with Alibaba, top brands fight Chinese e-commerce giant. Oh, about what? Brands say, from Yahoo Finance, brands say Alibaba punished them for refusing exclusivity. Next headline from Bloomberg. American brands at war with Alibaba over visibility. Either you do it the way we tell you to, or you pay the price. That's how the Chinese do it. So, anyway, we'll take a break. More of All Marine Radio on a Monday coming up next. The Chinese, nobody needs the Chinese, right, as the dominant economic player on the planet. Right, where instead of shipping lanes belonging to the world, they don't belong to the world anymore. Yeah, we just shut off the Pacific Ocean. That's right. Sorry, you can transit from the west coast of the United States either through the Panama Canal. If you're too big, you can go around and then head the other way. But don't come in the Pacific Ocean. You have air lanes and sea lanes that are about 50 miles wide. Right, to fly from the United States to Hawaii, that's it. Otherwise, stay the hell out of here. This belongs to us.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt. Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. I wanted my cake and eat it too. I wanted it both.
I just want to read a few before we get to the military news. The DOD news. I just want to just go through a couple headlines relative to Iran and Israel. Israel celebrating, what, the 70th anniversary of its birth as a nation, which doesn't go over well, as you might imagine. Headline. This is in a news periodical. It's called The Times of Israel. Iran threatens to annihilate Israel as Hezbollah boasts of it, the reach of its rockets. The head of the Iranian army. Okay, so it wasn't just some jackass Iranian type lipping off. The head of the Iranian army says his forces are working to ensure the collapse of Israel within 25 years. Hassan Nasrallah says his missiles can hit any target in Israel. The head of the Iranian army on Saturday said Iranian forces were working to annihilate Israel and predicted that they would achieve success within 25 years. The threats from the commander of Iran's army, Major General Abdollahian Mousavi, come amid almost daily warnings of conflict from Tehran and Jerusalem, heightened by an alleged Israeli strike on an Iranian base in Syria earlier this month. Quote, when the arrogant powers create a sanctuary for the Zionist regime to continue survival, we shouldn't allow one day to be added to the ominous and illegitimate life of this regime, Mousavi told the ceremony in Tehran on Saturday. Quote, the army will move hand in hand with the Republican Guards, so that the arrogant system will collapse and the Zionist regime will be annihilated. He predicted this would take place within 25 years, a number frequently used by the Iranian leadership. Speaking hours later, Hezbollah chief Hassan Nasrallah warned that the Lebanese terror group's rockets could hit all of Israel. Quote, the forces of the resistance today have the ability, the power, and the missiles to hit any target in Israel. Hezbollah, Iran's major proxy in the region. So, there's one little nugget for you. Next headline. This is an opinion piece. Israel is preying on Iranian nerves. This was in the Ynet News. Israel's recent quote-unquote mistakes surrounding the attack on the T4 air base in Syria are not coincidental. It's a policy. It's trying to provoke Iran into a direct conflict on Syrian soil so it can thwart Tehran's entrenchment before it has a chance to fully establish itself in Syria. Interesting. The article says this. A slip by a senior Israeli officer to the New York Times, dozens of Syrian anti-aircraft missiles launched towards non-existing targets, and on Independence Day, reservists being called up, in what has been announced as an error, nothing is coincidental. So many quote-unquote mistakes in 1 week make up a policy. It's hard to shake off the impression someone is seeking to shake up the Iranians. The idea behind the strategy is not to have a proportional blow-for-blow brawl between Israel and Iran. It would not be a scenario of the Iranians launching an anti-tank missile at a military vehicle and killing soldiers while Israeli bombs a radar station or storage facility. It doesn't work like that anymore. There appears to be a much more pretentious move at play here, at the heart of which is the planned Israeli response to the retaliatory strike the Iranians have committed to in public. And this Israeli response is supposed to use leverages against main elements of power in Syria, the Iranian regime, the Russians, and to some extent the Syrian regime, to stop the Quds forces' deployment in Syria and make it clear it's not worth it for any of these elements to continue ignoring Israeli interests. No bullshit. No bullshit in Syria. And let me just, and the more I watch international events, the nation that is in my crosshairs is Germany. Germany is a freeloading nation. They are an enabler of nations like Iran and nations like Russia. Right? And this is out of the Times of Israel. Merkel to Israel TV. Imperfect Iran deal is better than no deal. German Chancellor understands Israel's great worries about Tehran. Says Germany won't move embassy to Jerusalem until there's a deal with the Palestinian. She's brutal. In my opinion, she is absolutely, positively brutal. She leads the largest free nation in Europe. Without a military, banking that the United States will defend Germany, because Germany won't defend itself. Enabling Vladimir Putin. I am so, to say I'm not a fan, yeah, that's not the way I feel. Angela Merkel. The only way you can have sustained peace as a free world is through strength. They have to, nations like North Korea, nations like China, nations like Russia, and they're not going to come to each other's aid. Yeah, they all have to know that the price is too great. So anyway, that on my radar today. No major headlines in Marineland. Story that was that appeared over the weekend, I think I saw. Unmanned Huey and self-driving armored trucks coming to 29 Palms. Now, I've made the case in the world that we don't need that. We need it in terms of logistics. Why we still are flying some manned missions is beyond me. And should we not have certain trucks that can be driven electronically over dangerous routes, taking, cargo to, somebody who's, under a lot of duress? Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, manned aircraft flight, there's a place for it, but you are going to see that question more and more because you don't need, pilot sustaining stuff when you don't have a pilot. Yeah. So anyway, be interesting to see that stuff. And there's a picture. A utility helicopter lands in the middle of the urban training center landing zone aboard the west side of Marine Corps Base Quantico using an autonomous aerial cargo utility system. Drones. Huey being driven by Game Boy. Yeah. So that going on. So that, and then there's a story about a Marine. Armed Marine leads police on a high-speed chase. I would say that, I don't want to say this goes on every day. Marine Corps officials say they are aware of reports of a Marine allegedly armed with an assault rifle who was arrested after leading police on a high-speed chase outside of Jacksonville, North Carolina. Lance Corporal Michael Sells, 19-year-old machine gunner. If he's 19, he couldn't have been a machine gunner for very long. Stationed out of Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, was clocked going 123 miles an hour when an officer tried to stop him. An officer pursued the Marine down North Carolina's Highway 24 until the junior Marine crashed, turning right onto Enterprise Avenue in Cattaray County, according to the Jacksonville Daily News. The officer at the scene, Trooper Ryan Onofrio, told the Jacksonville Daily News that Sells was trying to load an assault rifle, but was disarmed and placed in handcuffs. Quote, this is from 2nd Marine Division. 2nd Marine Division is aware of the incident involving Lance Corporal Sells last weekend and is fully cooperating with local authorities in their investigation. Sells has been hit with a slew of charges, including felony fleeing to elude arrest, careless and reckless driving. Sells doesn't even have a full year of service under his belt, having entered the Marine Corps on May 22nd, 2017. There you go. All right. Top five stories in early bird, 57 killed in Kabul suicide bombing. ISIS is claiming responsibility for that. Number two, U.S. Ways keeping carrier strike group in Europe as a check on Russia. Number three, report. Medal of Honor approved for Air Force Combat Controller Technical Sergeant John Chapman. This is a story that goes back to Afghanistan in 2002. And according to Task and Purpose, that award will be has been approved, and it will be awarded posthumously if you followed the story. So that in the news. Number four, five key questions in the upcoming VA Secretary confirmation hearing. That'll be interesting because unlike Mike Pompeo, who's eminently qualified to be the Secretary of State, but who's facing challenges, you could make the case that the guy who's going to take over the VA is doing so because he has the confidence of the President of the United States, but no real practical experience in running any kind of bureaucracy like that. So that confirmation hearing ought to be pretty interesting. And then that's it. All right. So Grant Neesham's going to join us. Don't touch that dial. More Ball Marine Radio on a Monday coming up next.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.